This is Hannah Tyler. I will be your chairwoman. I'm going to do first, I'll let the interpreters explain some rules that we can follow. And then I will, what we'll do is we will go through, we will have, we'll go through old business. We will go through December 12, 2023 minutes. I'll give you a couple minutes to approve. We will have a motion, second, and then a vote. Then we'll go on to update on deafblind technology. Update on development of contract with HKMC, report from the chair, that's me, and then announcement, and then we will adjourn. So, go ahead, interpreter, give us your guidelines, and we will begin.
Okay, my name is Pam Crawford. I'm one of the ASL sign language interpreters for this meeting today. I think a few guidelines would be that everyone please first introduce themselves before speaking, as everyone's name is not on their screen. Secondly, we need to speak at a pace that is comfortable, not too fast, and also to speak one at a time. Okay. And I think that might be it for now, unless somebody else wants to add some guidelines.
This is Carol. Hi, Carol. Hello, there are deafblind protocols that Lisa, Drew, or Ray and Martin need to read. Everyone who is not deaf, who doesn't need to see the interpreter, needs to have their screens off and please be muted. Ray and Martin is our spotlighter, so please allow a second or so when you seek attention to allow the spotlighting to change. And then just be patient, because Lisa, Rhea, and I were just trained on the spotlighting and doing all this, so hopefully this meeting will go more smoothly. So thank you for your patience.
And if I can add, in the deafblind meeting protocols, there is deaf and deafblind participants who will keep their cameras on during the meeting. We ask that others please turn off their cameras, as this makes it easier for the deafblind to follow the meeting, because those with their cameras on will stay at the top of the screen. And if you are reporting or have a comment, please turn your camera on when you are speaking, state your name so the interpreter can identify you, and then turn it off again when you're finished. I think the other protocols have already been covered by Carol and Pam. Thank you.
I, Hannah Tyler, your chair, if you like to, if you have a question, put a big palm up. That way, that might help the interpreters that you have a question. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's review the old minutes. I'm hoping everyone did get a copy from December 12th. I give you all a couple minutes.
Lisa has her hand raised. I am Lisa. I am a deafblind person.
and I have brown hair, and I have glasses on today, white skin, a red colored sweatshirt on, and I reviewed the minutes, and I disagree. There are some concerns of information that is missing that are not noted in the minutes. It's not clear, and I don't accept the minutes. But I wait for the rest of you to take a look at the minutes and see what you all think about the minutes. Thank you.
Anna, this is Chris Lassen from Besby, and I was going to suggest that we should do the roll call before we vote on the minutes.
Yes, Chris, I'm so sorry. Yes, we should do a roll call so we know who's in our meeting. Very good. Thank you, Chris, for reminding me. So that's your job. You can do a roll call for us.
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay, thank you. So first, voting board members, Sandra Miles, the Department of Developmental Services, Southbury Training School.
Sandy?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
I gotta figure out how to press my mute button.
No,
okay,
thanks, Sandy. Wayne Seidel, Department of Developmental Services. Thank you. From Oak Hill School, Bruce Stovall.
Yeah, hi all. Representing Oak Hill today. Had the honor of sitting on this committee maybe 10 years ago plus, and we've had some people leave our organization, so I volunteered to come back in and participate.
And I think we also have Nicole Feeney from Oak Hill.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nicole Feeney. I'm from Oak Hill Centers. We provide an array of assistive technology and disability-related services. This is my first meeting as well. I can only stay for an hour, but I wanted to just say thanks for having me.
And Rebecca Scorso from Oak Hill.
Good morning. I'm Rebecca Scorso, Director of Oak Hill Centers. Thank you for having us.
Great. Jesse Stanley, American School for the Deaf. Okay. And Hannah Tyler, Chair.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. And Lisa Flaherty Vaughn.
Yes, I'm here.
Barbara Clunan.
Oh, and Chris, Jesse's saying hello. I'm here.
Oh,
the camera was off, but I'm here. Good morning.
Thanks. Jesse's here too. Okay. And Barbara Clunan. Karen Olson, excuse me, Karen Olson.
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks, Karen. Kathy Morgan.
Kathy is looking for the link, and I'm trying to send it to her.
Oh, great. Okay, so, okay, great. Thanks, Karen. Christine Telford. Cherry Burns.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Carol Jenkins.
Here.
Yeah, Chris Lassen is here. Margie Santos.
I'm here.
Okay, Crystal Kelly.
I'm here.
Great. Mary Johns. Okay, and Muriel Aparo sends her regrets. She cannot be here. Alvin Chegg. Sue Pedersen. Alan Gunsberg.
Here, thank you.
Thanks, Alan. And are there any other folks, other attendees who would like to note their presence?
Yes. I'm Abigail McNeil, also with Oak Hill. I am one of the CP directors.
Thank you. And is Sue Shatney with us? Oh, not sure. Please, if anyone is facilitating the later arrival of folks who are looking for the link, encourage them to let us know that they've joined. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Michaela Zito. I am the Connecticut ambassador for the Usher Syndrome Coalition. And I'm just joining today just for awareness for the state resources and the happenings in the deafblind community that I can better serve our organization. Thank you for having me.
Great, thanks. That's Michaela Zito. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Lisa Drew, and I'm the administrative assistant with BSB. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay, back to you, Hannah.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm so glad we have many new people. Also, I remember someone mentioned Usher's Coalition. I forget the name of your company. I have Usher's too. I would be interested in your services. If you could please email me, that would be great. This is Hannah Tyler. All right. May we, Chris, I have a question. I know we have some questions about this, about the minutes. Do we discuss that first and then we vote? I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry, I was still muted. We should have a motion on the floor to accept the minutes and then discuss people's concerns and see if there's a motion to amend or modify the minutes.
Got it.
So you could certainly ask for a motion to accept the minutes, and then we would have that.
All right.
Lisa is raising her hand. Lisa Flaherty Vaughn. Hello, everyone. Lisa Flaherty Vaughn, and good morning to everyone, all my deafblind colleagues, Cherry, Jesse. I wanted to mention about the minutes, that I am concerned about the minutes, and I do have a couple of questions. Meetings that are happening via Zoom, communication access, including interpreters and spotlighters and secretaries and things like that, note takers. I'm noticing over time when we've had past meetings, there are important pieces of information that is missing. The full discussion is not noted. And for example, I was looking at the minutes regarding our conversation about CAN and certain folks who couldn't make it, and other representatives who came and to the meeting that were subbing for our original members. So I make a motion to talk about gaps in the minutes. And
so under Robert's Rules of Order, we need a motion to accept the minutes first. I just wanted to say that.
She's still talking, Chris. She's still talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we need to take a vote under new business, and to help me understand why there's pieces of information that is missing. and perhaps we need to amend the minutes. Thank you. I turn it back over to whoever is speaking.
Okay, this is Hannah Tyler, your chair. Like Chris has mentioned, let's make a motion to approve these minutes. We will review. First, I want to give you a couple of minutes to read it. We'll make a motion, second it, make a vote, and then when we get down to, we can discuss it afterwards. All right, Lisa? So let's give it 2 minutes to review right now, and we will do our motion, second, and vote, and then we can discuss them afterwards.
This is Lisa Flaherty Vaughn. This is the interpreter. Is someone going to be spotlighting Lisa? I'm having difficulty seeing her.
So this is Margie Santos. So she is spotlighted, Pam.
Okay, I'm not seeing her. Sarah is my colleague. Are you catching Lisa's? One moment, everybody. One moment. We need a moment to catch up.
Lisa is back. Okay, go ahead. She's back.
She got it now. Okay.
Looks like the spotlight just switched back to Pam.
That's right. You needed to go back to Lisa, please. Lisa Flaherty Vaughn. Okay. My point is, we need to read the information on the minutes, but there are certain things that weren't added, certain comments that weren't added regarding the peer mentoring. Remember, we all discussed that and voted with Ed, and we were talking about, yes, we liked that idea, we went ahead and made a motion and we voted. And so I'm wondering now under new business, what we'll be doing peer mentoring, and I did not see that in the minutes. So I just wanted to make that comment, and I'm turning it back over to whoever would like to speak next.
And this is the other interpreter, Sarah. Would you mind spotlighting me now? Pam and I are going to switch. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Tyler, your chair. Like Chris Lassen has said, we will review the minutes. I give you 2 minutes. Make a motion, second it for approval, and then if there are any questions or concerns, we can amend them for next time. All right? Okay. Starting now, we got 2 minutes. The minute of December 12th. Tyler here. May we have a motion to approve the minutes? Please raise your hand. And if you second it, give us a thumbs up.
I think Jesse, this is the interpreter. I believe Jesse has the hand up. Could we have a spotlight on Jesse? Thank you. You're saying, hi, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse here. I'm wondering, can we hold on approving the minutes until we first have the discussion regarding any changes or concerns? I noticed that my name, for example, was spelled incorrectly. It's spelled J-E-S-S-I-E in the minutes. I'm sorry, this is the interpreter. I'm hearing another voice. Is there somebody else speaking or unmuted? And this is Jesse. You can go back to the interpreter now. Thank you.
If I can just make a point of order, we need a motion on the floor to accept the minutes before we discuss them. And then we can discuss proposed changes or amendments and vote on them. But we need a motion, a seconded motion on the floor before we can really properly talk about the minutes.
This is Karen Olson. I make a motion that we accept the minutes from December 12th.
Jesus Christ.
May we have a second? This is Sandy Miles. I second it.
This is Sherry. This is Sherry.
I second it.
Okay, this is Hannah Tyler. May we vote?
Actually, Hannah, now we would have the discussion now.
Oh, right now? Okay, yes. Got it.
I'm sorry, just for the interpreter, who's speaking now, Hannah and?
Chris, I'm sorry.
Chris, thank you. That's all right, thank you.
Yes, so now we would have the discussion on the minutes in terms of proper Robert's Rules of Order. So if people have concerns about the minutes, now's the time to raise those.
Lisa, would you please speak up?
Sure. This is Lisa Flannery Vaughn. So hello, good morning again. This is Lisa Flannery Vaughn speaking. I'm deafblind. Yes, so as I mentioned, after reading the minutes, reviewing the minutes, I have some concerns over some information that is missing from the December 12th meeting. We had a discussion with Ed and some of the other council members about some information sharing. We voted on
it regarding
peer mentoring. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we shared some ideas about that and then had a vote, but it seemed that needed to be business that would be discussed today and was represented in the minutes, but I don't see it. So that's the only real that I'd like to flag. Thank you. And if you could just switch back the spotlight to the interpreter, please.
So this is Chris Lassen. I'm happy to refer to the minutes on the third page where it states motion. Wayne Seidel made a motion to authorize CAN to pursue their proposal for a peer mentoring program at present utilizing existing funds and within the allocation of their budget at this time, and in a way that does not impede existing client services, and to report back on its success. Motion was seconded by Ms. Karen Olson. Wayne Seidel asked for a roll call vote on this item. The vote passed 9-0 with no abstentions and was approved.
This is Hannah Tyler. I just had, it's on the third page, the update on deafblind technology. I found it a little confusing when you go down to the second paragraph and you have the dollar amount, assessment, and then another dollar amount. And then another dollar amount, equipment, upgrade, inventory, and a dollar. I find that confusing. What exactly is the second number? Is that the balance? You know, it wasn't very clear. I would like to clarify that. The way the numbers were, you know, you have a dollar amount first, assessment, and a dollar amount. Then you have another dollar amount, equipment, and a dollar, and I don't understand that. You could please just clarify it a little bit in the minute.
So this is Margie. In regards to the Access Through Technology program, the first amount would be what is for that particular quarter. The second amount would be the total.
Total that was
for the fiscal year. So where it says $3,572 for assessments, that's what that quarter would be. Then that would be so the total for the whole time from June until when we did the meeting, it was $7,275. So it's that the second amount is the total amount.
I see.
Because we're talking about the expenditures within that particular quarter.
Got it, Hannah Tyler. Thank you. But if you could just put then total, you know, I guess insert the word total, so then that would be more clearer.
Okay.
You know, great. You know, simple little word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone, Hannah Tyler, anyone else that have any concerns or comments?
Well, I just wanted, this is Chris Lassen again, I just wanted to note that right after the discussion on the peer mentoring program, Ed Peltier is noted as reporting that CAN has been recruiting through advertising for SSPs to volunteer or register and hopes to get more through advertising at colleges. So in response to Lisa's concern about Ed's participation, that is noted in that next paragraph. Thank you.
Can someone please spotlight Lisa? Okay, hi again. So to be honest with you, I noticed that, but maybe you misunderstood the previous meeting on December 12th.